Meanwhile, another deadly U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan. At least six people have lost their lives in the latest attack in the east. Afghan officials say the airstrike took place in Nangarhar province overnight, adding that the victims were Taliban militants, including a commander. Now, the U.S. regularly carries out drone attacks in Afghanistan. Many victims are civilians, while the families of civilians killed in a previous U.S. drone strike in southern Logar province have rejected an apology offered by the American military. An unnamed U.S. commander has blamed faulty intelligence for the civilian casualties. At least five people were killed and six others injured in the air raid in Logar on Friday. Let's cross over to Kabul, joined by Press TV's correspondent Fayez Khorshid. Fayez, thanks for being with us. Fayez, please fill us in on this latest situation. It seemed another drone attack, and of course also the one that took place on Friday in Logar.
Well, this latest drone strike, Mazia, happened in Nangarhar province on the border with Pakistan, and we have been told by the police chief of that province that six Taliban insurgents have been killed, including one of the commanders of the Taliban. But we have no word yet on this from the Taliban leadership. We understand this airstrike happened in Nangarhar province. It's not the first time that that province has been hit by the drone strikes. And if you look at the figures, you would see that the victims of these drone operations have been both civilians and Taliban insurgents. Just on Friday, five people were killed and several others were badly wounded in a similar drone strike in Logar province. It's almost an hour drive from Kabul city. Those civilian casualties angered the Afghan officials and local people in that part of this country. It has become a very sensitive issue. But when Taliban are killed, we don't see any reactions from local people as well as from the Afghan government. But yes, the Afghan politicians have repeatedly warned against any civilian casualties by U.S. drone operations. Now, NATO's military mission has ended today in Afghanistan, but we understand that such operations would continue as part of the bilateral security agreement that has been signed between Kabul and Washington.
And Fayez, with the situation you just talked about, that officially the military operations are ending, are we likely to see a change on the ground, or tell me what's the likely forecast for the situation on the ground militarily now in Afghanistan?
Well, the end of NATO's military mission in Afghanistan is, of course, big news for the Afghan people, because now they would see their own forces fighting against the Taliban insurgents. Afghan forces are going to take the lead of most military operations in their country. And it would add to the security of Afghanistan. This is what the local people believe. And the U.S. government has also announced that they are not going to fight against the Taliban anymore. The U.S. government does not consider Mullah Omar, the Taliban leader, their enemy now. And it has also angered the Afghan people, because they said that U.S. forces entered into this country almost 13 years ago saying that they would defeat the Taliban militants, but now they don't want to fight against the Taliban insurgents. So this is now the duty of the Afghan security forces to fight Taliban insurgents. The mission is changing. Now, those 12,500 foreign troops that are going to stay here until 2016 would be put on a training mission.
Thanks so much, Press TV's correspondent Fayez Khorshid in Kabul.